We're doing Parashat Vayelech. Vayelech Moshe. Moshe went. Where did he go to? Vayedaber et hadvarim eileh el kol Yisrael. He said the following things to all of Israel. Vayomer aleihem, he said to them, Ben 120 shana anochi hayom. I'm 120 years old today. Today he finished his 120 year. Lo ochal od latzet velavo. I can no longer continue going before you in and out. V'Adonai amar elai lo tavot ha'Yordan hazeh, and God told me you won't cross over the Jordan. So the Torah tells us that it wasn't that Moshe was weak, but rather Hashem took permission away from him. God said, that's it, Yeshua is the leader now. So that's why I can no longer go and lead you. So here we have the concept that Chazal teaches, that Hashem fills the days of the tzaddikim from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people, I'm 120 years old today, that we derive that on that day that he died was the day that he was born. And from here we derive this concept that Hashem fills the days of tzaddikim, that they live whole years.
Does the length of life depend on the number of sins?
Good question. It can depend on number of sins, but not necessarily. So Hashem Hashem held back levels of wisdom from Moshe, and Moshe saw that that's it. Now God is taking away from him the possibility to lead the Jewish people, and Hashem told him that it's over. Yeshua has to take over. Adonai Elohecha hu over lefanecha, hu yashmid et hagoyim ele milfanecha virishtam. Yeshua hu over lefanecha kasher diber Adonai. Hashem, your God, is going before you. Hashem leads us to war, right? And he will destroy the nations from before you, inherit them. Yeshua will lead you to war, as Hashem said. Yeshua is the next leader. So this is an important concept, that Hashem says, I will destroy the nations and you inherit them. You have a responsibility to inherit the land. I will help you, but you have to do yours. I will even lead the way, but you have to do yours. Hashem led the way and we did not do ours. And that's the whole book of Shoftim, that we're contending with the nations that we could have easily chased out of the land and we didn't. Unfortunately, nowadays we see history repeating itself. Hashem will do unto them like he did to the massive armies of Sichon and Og and their land, that Hashem destroyed them. Hashem will do the same to the nations that are in the land of Israel. And Hashem will give them over into your hands, and you have to do to them like I'm commanding you. Be strong. Don't be scared. Don't break before them. Ki Adonai Elohecha hu haolech imach lo yabchav lo yazech. Hashem, your God, is going with you. He's not going to turn his back on you. He won't be let go of you. He won't leave you. Ta'artzu can be understood as don't break before them. Vayikra Moshe Yoshua. So now Moshe calls Yeshua, Vayomer Elav, and Moshe says to him, Leinei Chol Yisrael, in front of all of Israel. So Moshe is now giving him the leadership in front of everyone. So it's very obvious that Yeshua is the next leader. There is no room for machloket. There's no room for anyone to say, no, really God wants me. Really I'm the bigger one. No. It's very, very clear. Yeshua calls him in front of everyone and he tells him, Chazak ve'ematz. You be strong. You will come with this nation and lead them to the land that God promised their fathers to give them, and you will also inherit it, give it out between them. And these are two tasks that Yeshua had upon entering the land of Israel. One is to conquer all the land of Israel, and the other is to divide it between the tribes. And the initially Moshe Rabbeinu thought that Yeshua will lead the Jewish people together with the elders. So God said to Moshe, wrong. You have one leader for a generation. You can't have many leaders to a generation. Take the stick, give it to Yeshua, tell him, beat him over the head. You're running the show. The others can advise you, but you're the leader. There's only one leader to a generation, and you are that leader. And this is an important point. On the one hand, in Judaism, we know there is the concept of democracy. We know there is the concept that the courts go by the majority opinion. So there is that element of democracy within Judaism. On the other hand, we see the concept of a monarchy, that there's supposed to be one leader, and that's what Yoshua was himself was concerned. And Moshe didn't know how it would work, that God says, I'm going to give prophecy to 70 elders. So Moshe says, so there'll be 71 leaders in Israel. When Hashem told Moshe that he's going to give prophecy to the others, when the Jews complained that they want me, so Moshe said, how am I going to run this nation? So God said, okay, I'll help you out. We'll give prophecy to another 70 people. And the question was, now they're going to be 71 leaders, Moshe plus 70. So that's not good for the people. So that's why Hashem says, no, I'm going to take your spirit, and their nevuah is going to be a reflection of yours. And that's why Hashem says, "Va'atzalti min haruach asher alecha," I will, so to speak, overflow from the spirit that's on you onto them, that they'll all be subservient to you. Even though there'll be 70 elders, you won't have a situation where there's competition or room to say, well, Moshe's a prophet and they're a prophet, what's the difference? We see that this wasn't obvious to the people. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu's wife thought that the 70 elders are all going to be on the level of Moshe. She thought that there are going to be 70 equals to Moshe. Only later did everyone understand that it wasn't going to be that way. But the Ran explains in Lashot HaRan that it had to be that way. You can't have many leaders. There's only one king, there's only one leader. And that's what happens here. Moshe tells Yeshua, you are leading everyone.
So in light of this, how do we step the Kiavot there? The start of the Kiavot.
Yeshua Lezkenim? That's a question. Why when Yeshua passed away, he didn't appoint a leader? That's a good question. But that needs work, right? That needs work. Why really wasn't there a leader after Yeshua? I don't know of anyone that discusses it, that discusses this question specifically. It's a question that bothers me also. I have different sources that seem to indicate certain answers, but no one that directly addresses the question. I haven't found yet. I'm sure it's addressed. I haven't yet found it. V'adonai hu ha'olech lefanecha hu yeimach lo yabcha v'lo yazveka lo tira v'lo techat. And Hashem, He is going to go before you. He will be with you. He won't let go of you. He won't distance himself from you. Don't be scared. Don't break. So you see that even leaders need chizuk. Sometimes we think he's the leader. He's the rabbi. He knows what he's doing. Doesn't work that way. Everyone needs chizuk. Even Yoshua needs chizuk. Even Moshe needed chizuk. Even Avraham Avinu needed chizuk. Everyone needs chizuk.
It's a recurring thing, right? I mean, Yoshua also starts the first
right?
All the time.
Yeah. ויכתוב משה את התורה הזאת. משה רבינו wrote this Torah ויתנה לכהנים בני לוי. Initially, he gave it to his shevet. He gave it to the Kohanim. He gave it to the tribe of Levi. הנושאים את ארון ברית אדוני ואל כל זקני ישראל and to all the elders. The other tribes came and complained. They said, what do you mean? Only they get a Torah. We want a Torah too. So, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote a Torah for each shevet. On his last day, he did many things. One of the things he did was he wrote 13 Sefer Torah.
Yeah,
right.
Is that
Midrash? Yeah, that's what Chazal say. So why over here does the Pasuk describe him as the Kohanim, the sons of Levi? The Torah is teaching us an ordering. That first the Kohanim, then the sons of Levi. This is where we derive the rule that a Kohen gets to read in the Torah first every week, right? When we call up to the reading of the Torah, we call first a Kohen and then a Levi. Clearly they're all from the same tribe. But here the Torah taught us an ordering. Kohen and then Levi. Vayitzav Moshe otam neimor. Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the following mitzvah. Miketz sheva shanim. At the conclusion of 7 years, at the end of b'moed shnat ha-shmitah b'chag ha-sukot. At the end of the Shemitah on the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So that's coming up. Now, this coming year is Sukkot. When all the Jews come to the place that Hashem gathered, everyone comes up. They have a mitzvah to be seen by Hashem at the Beit HaMikdash. Shalosh regalim, we have a mitzvah to be nir'e, to be seen by Hashem, so to speak. Hashem says, come visit me, I want to see you. So nowadays doesn't seem to be Doraita, but that's one of the things that we say in the Mishnah every morning. Elem Shiu, Hare Ayon. How many times are you going to be seen on the Temple Mount? Every time you go, you're fulfilling a mitzvah. So there's no limit. Every time you come, you're performing a mitzvah. Rayon, there's no limit to how many times you can be seen there. Now you know. It means being seen at the Beit HaMikdash at the time of the Regen. Good question. I don't know. So when all the Jews come to be seen before Hashem in the place Hashem chooses in the Beit HaMikdash, תקרא את התורה הזאת נגד כל ישראל באוזניהם, then you read the Torah in all of their ears. So this is the mitzvah of Hakel, that's the next pasuk. Hakel et am, gather the people. Ha'anashim, ha'anashim, ha'ataf, men, women, children, v'gerach asher b'sherecha.
Why is it singular?
Why is it singular? I don't know.
Last week too, actually. Talks in plural and singular.
I don't know. It needs a longer discussion, the whole concept of singular and plural in the Torah. But for now, we'll just say, I don't know. It's the shortest answer. It's probably most accurate too. So anyways, we have a mitzvah to gather everyone and read the Torah before them. So the king reads the Torah before everyone. The men are going to learn, and the women hear whatever they can get out of it, and the children, they give sachar to those that carry them. You bring your kid, you get sachar for bringing him to Hakel. Okay, so
it's called Hakel?
Hakel, the gathering. And you will see that there are signs that the city of Jerusalem does a fake Hakel. We don't have Hakel now. We don't have a king. But they do a commemoration of Hakel. They have a gathering where the chief rabbis each read a few verses. The great rabbis of Israel read a few verses the way the king would have read if there would be a king today. It's a beautiful thing. You guys should go. It's one time. No. You'll see in Chol HaMoed Sukkot. You'll see there are advertisements for it. They call it Hakel. It's not really Hakel. It's a commemoration of this Hakel. But people come from all over Israel. The Kotel is so full that it reaches a point. Last time, 7 years ago, it was so full that all the way up into the Jewish quarter, you couldn't even make it in there. So if you guys want to, show up early. Bring along water. It's hot. You're standing out in the sun. You get to see the chief rabbis. I didn't see advertisements, but I assume. Why wouldn't they do it this year? Every 7 years. Now we're at the end of a Shemitah cycle. Okay. Everyone shows up. You don't have to go the day before, but go there early. What? They read a little bit from the Book of Devarim. The pasuk means that the Chazal taught us that the king reads from Devarim. There are Mishnayot in the end of Sukkah of Sotah. That discuss the laws of Hakel, and the king reads from Eila Advarim. He reads from a Torah up there. Now, he reads it in Lashon HaKodesh, and everyone should hear him. Hopefully, they build a huge platform. He stands on top and he reads out loud. Now here we learn certain laws about the mitzvah of re'iyah, because it says bevochol Yisrael le'ra'ot. So from here we derive some of the aspects of that mitzvah of re'iyah. It says they all have to hear. If a person is deaf in one ear, he doesn't have to go up to the mitzvah of re'iyah. And other things, a person who's tameh doesn't have to go up. Okay. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Uvnehem. So we say everyone's going to hear the Torah. Leman yishmus that they hear, leman yilmedu that they learn. Ve'aru et Hashem lokechem shamu lasot et kol divrei Torah hazot. So this is an aspect of chinuch that the king is mechanech all of Am Yisrael. We see here that the king is teaching everyone the mitzvah. So he's not teaching them every day how to perform, but the mere fact that everyone's gathering and he's giving a speech, that has an impact. Now this is something to think about when there are levayos and your children are old enough. So if there are levayos of big people, you should try to go, because levayos have an impact. The child hears about how people discuss how a great person lived and how great he was and how much Torah he performed, etc. The mere fact that a lot of Jews are coming in honor of the Torah, that's already something that has an impact on a child. So obviously you don't want a child to be depressed. You don't take him to levayos all the time. But every so often when there are massive levayos, I know a lot of people remember still as children that they went to Moshe Feinstein's Levaya. It was on Purim, Shushan Purim. And everyone remembers how Jerusalem all the way down Yafo was packed with people who came to the Levaya. It made an impact. He didn't live here, but they buried him here. So all people came from all over the country for that Levaya. People to this day remember of Shach's Levaya. It was on a Friday. And you had masses coming from all over the country to that Levaya. When a child sees how many people gather in honor of the Torah, it has an impact on him. Uvnehem, Pasuk Yud Gimel. So everyone will gather. Uvnehem and their children, Asher lo yadul, that didn't know, Yishmeu v'lamdu li'irat Hashem lokechem, they will hear and they will learn how to fear Hashem your God. Kol ha'yamim she'atem chayim al ha'adama, all the days that you live on the earth, she'atem uvrim t'yarden shama l'rishta, that you are crossing the Jordan to inherit it. V'yomer Hashem el Moshe, God says to Moshe, Hein tavu yamecha lamut, behold, your days have come near to die. Hein. So Chazal discussed the word hein. Hein kavu yamecha lamut. It's time to die. Krat Yoshua, ko Yoshua, v'tyatzvu bol moed v'atzavenu. And you two will stand in all moed. And Hashem says, I will command him. Same day. This is Moshe's last day. Ve'elch Moshe v'Yoshua v'tyatzvu bol moed. Moshe and Yoshua went and stood in all moed. V'ayra Hashem bol be'amud anan. And God appeared. And all of Israel sees how God is coming and giving prophecy to Yoshua. V'yamod amud anan al petach oed. So the God stood there, and in a second we will see the speech that Hashem gave at that time. So Chazal tell us that that day was a Shabbos, and Shabbos afternoon is when Moshe is going to die. So that needs work. How did he write 13 Sefer Torah on Shabbos? Right? It's a problem.
A bit
far fetched, but we commemorate Moshe's passing Shabbos afternoon, Tzidkas HaTzedek. When we say Tzidkas HaTzedek, we're so to speak accepting the fact that Hashem took Moshe Rabbeinu from us. Shabbos afternoon, Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. Oh, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. So now, what's the speech that Hashem is telling us? Hashem tells Moshe, Hinecha shochev mavoticha. You will pass away, and you've reached the level that you're going to rest with your forefathers. You've reached the great level that you're going to rest peacefully. Vekam am hazeh, and this nation will arise. Vizanach Elohein echa haaretz, and they will err after the gods of the pagans of the land. Asheru v'ashama bekirbo, that they're coming to the midst of these pagan nations. Vazavani, and they will leave me. Veferet b'riti, and they will stop performing my covenant with them, asher karati to, that I made this covenant with them. V'chara apivo v'yomahu, and then I will anger at them. V'azavtim, and I will leave them. V'istaltif, and I may him, and I will hide my face from them. V'yalechol, and they will be consumed. Umtzorot rabot betzorot, and many terrible things will find them. V'amar v'yomahu, and then they will recognize, halo al ken elohai b'kirbim tzuni arot ha'ele, it's because God is not in my midst that all these bad things have come upon me. V'anochi enai, haster astir, I will hide my face in a convoluted fashion, panai b'yomahu, on that day, al kol hara asher asa, because of all the bad that they've done, ki fanal elohim achim, for they go after foreign gods. V'ata kitvu lachem tashira azot, and therefore, now, write yourself the following song. That's the song of Ha'azinu. That's the next parsha. V'lamedat b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyem, and teach it to the Jewish people. And l'manti eli ha'shira hazot le'ed b'nei Yisrael. So that this song is testimony for the Jewish people. So every Jew is supposed to know the song of Ha'azinu. And this way, ki avienu ala adama, when I bring them to the land asher nishbati la'avotam, that I promised their forefathers, zavat chalav u'dvash, it's a good land, it's flowing with milk and honey, v'achal v'sava v'dashin, and he'll be eat, he'll be full, he'll be satiated. And then they'll start looking for all kinds of amenities. Ufanal Elohim Achim Avadum. And then they go after other gods and serve them. And Yatsuni, and curse me, God says. Ve'felt b'riti, and annul my covenant. Ve'ayakit imtzen oto ro'ot robot v'tzorot. When bad things happen to them, manta shira zot lefanav led. They'll have testimony this song. Ki lo tishachach mipizro. That it won't be forgotten. Ki adati titzro, for I know their inclinations. Asher hu'oseh hayom. That even today they're doing before I bring them to the land I promised. So I know they will definitely ultimately sin. They will be exiled, and I want them to have this song as testimony that I warned them. If you sin, you will be exiled. Don't think that this happened by coincidence. The Assyrian Empire amassed a great army. They came. They exiled 10 tribes. No. This happened as a result of the sins. So there's a special song. The end of the Torah, Parshas Ha'azinu, we have a song and we have a mitzvah to teach the song. So Moshe had a mitzvah to teach the Jewish people. They're supposed to teach their children so that when the bad things happen, they won't think, oh, we're no longer the chosen nation. God doesn't love us. We're left to the forces of nature. But that, rather, they'll recognize this is all part of God's hand. This is all punishment for what we've done. Chazal tell us What is ra'ot rabot v'tzarot? God says, I will bring upon them many bad things and sorrows. What is that? So Chazal tell us a concept which is an important concept. It's called zibura ve'akriva. That a person gets stung by a ziburit, that's one kind of fly, and by an akriva, by a scorpion. So the Gemara says, how do you cure these things? One thing, in order to cure it, you put oil and then honey. And if you put the reverse order, it harms it. And the other thing, in order to cure it, you put honey and then oil. And if you put the reverse order, it harms it. What does a person do if he's stung by both on the same spot? What's he supposed to do? So that's a situation where the cure for one hurts the other. So Hashem says, I will bring upon them ra'ot rabot v'tzarot. I'll bring bad things upon them, and it'll be tzaros. What is the tzaros? That the cure for one hurts the other. I know a Jew, he passed away. He had a heart condition and he had Parkinson's. When he took the medication for Parkinson's, it ruined his heart. When he took the medication for his heart condition, so his Parkinson's got worse. What's he supposed to do? So doctors there have to play a juggle and see how they're going to prolong his life in spite of this condition. So, zibura ve'akriva. That's a concept that's used often. The Gemara gives it as this specific example, but unfortunately we see that. And Hashem says, I will hide my face, a double hiding. What is that? Chazal said that's an allusion to Esther. Anochi haster astir. And it's an allusion to the fact that even within all this hidden, Hashem says, I'm hiding my face, but I'm still looking, like it says in Shir Shirin. The Beloved is looking between the cracks. You don't see His face. You look, you don't see, but He's hiding, but He's still looking.
Esther also has some connection with the buffet.
Right?
So.
You fair? When the Torah tells us to write the song, so Pashup Shad is the way we read it. It's a mitzvah to write down the song of Azinu to Moshe Rabbeinu. But Chazal tells us, here we have the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. And in Halacha there's a machlokes. Does every Jew have a mitzvah to write his own Sefer Torah? Or nowadays, though we have enough Sefer Torah, the mitzvah is to buy sperm. Your house should have sperm. So that's a machlokes, two opinions in Halacha. Well, what's the... I think both are quoted. I have to look it up. I don't remember. I have to look it up.
You write a letter, is it considered an
Halacha? I don't think so. Talking about having sperm, having this farm to learn from.
I'm saying that writing is difficult.
Some say it's enough that then you fulfill that opinion, right? So Chabad has this thing. They go through Shaarei Tzedek. When a child is born, they offer you for, I think, a 3 shekel or something. Your child will have a letter and a Sefer Torah. Baruch Hashem, it's a nice thing. And this way, every Jew has a letter and a Sefer Torah. So this Kitvu Lachem Toshira Zot. If we understand to be a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, so that's really the end, that's the last mitzvah. Last mitzvah is to write a Torah. The Torah ends with the mitzvah. Now write this Torah. Every Jew has a mitzvah to write the Torah. Hashem says, place it in their mouths. And this teaches us that a person has to teach his students till it's clear in their mouths that they could repeat it over to others. Sima b'fiem. What does it mean, put it in their mouths? Put it in their ears. Hashem says, teach the song, put it in their mouths. Meaning, make it available to them in a fashion that they themselves will be able to repeat it. One has to teach in a fashion that ultimately the next generation, the next one that's hearing it, can say it over. And Sima b'piyem, Chazal said, is simanim. Make signs. When you learn Torah, try to make yourself signs to remember. You learn where did the Aron travel? Mag shangai. Make yourself a Rashi Tevos. We say, Detzach adash b'achav. Those are the 10 makos, right? So you make yourself simanim. Those are ways of remembering things. Okay. So we did... almost the whole parsha.